Hi, I'm Greg Horn. I want to welcome you to Hope is Here, and I want to talk to you about something that I really found interesting. I teach classes at Midway University, and this came up today in a class that I was teaching earlier this morning. It's called the SWOT analysis. And what it is when you go into at a business and you look at, you do a SWOT analysis, and it's the acronym SWOT, okay? SWOT, SWOT, and the S stands for strength, the W for weakness, the O for opportunity, and the T is threats. What you do is you look at a business and say, hey, what are your strengths? And I've done this also. I do some consulting on the side, too, and with my business background and leadership background. And I went into a company and used this, and it was really, really great because I met with the five department leaders of this company and asked them to list all the strengths, tell me all the weaknesses, all the opportunities they saw for their company, and then the threats to their company. And it was really great because out of those five people, there were similar things, similar answers. But there were also some different answers because they all had different areas that they were responsible for. From one was the office manager. The other was the warehouse manager. One was a transportation manager. One was the financial officer. And the other one was the sales manager. So they all came at it from different angles, but there were some answers that were similar in their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and yet there were some things that were different and unique because of the area that they were responsible for. But then when I compiled all those answers and then brought them together, it really was a great conversation because they found out that they really were part of the same team, and with just a little bit of tweaks here and there, they could really increase their strengths, decrease their weaknesses, maybe take advantage of some opportunities if they work together, and also limit some of the threats to their company, which limits their jobs and income and way to provide for themselves and their families. Well, I want to apply that today to your relationship with God. I want to challenge you today, encourage you. Some people respond to being challenged. Others need to be encouraged. So however you're wired up, but to your relationship with God, to do a SWOT analysis. What is your strengths in your relationship with God? What are some of your weaknesses? What are some of your opportunities? And then what are some of your threats to your relationship to God? And you say, well, what do you mean? What are like some of my strengths? Well, one, I would just start out, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? It all starts there. We make it really more difficult than it is, but John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And, there's just so many different seasons in our life. And I love Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And it says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up, a time to cry, and a time to laugh, a time to grieve, and a time to dance. Verse 5 in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes continues to go on and say, there's also a time to gather, scatter stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to turn away, a time to search, and a time to quit searching, a time to keep, and a time to throw away. Verse 7 in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes goes on to say that there's also in our life seasons where there's a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet, and a time to speak. In verse 8, it concludes saying there's also a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. I love that word peace. I mean, when you just say even that word peace, it just kind of relaxes me. And so part of the reason I want you to do the SWOT analysis with your relationship to God is because I want you to be able to have more peace in your life. And as you look at the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities to grow in your relationship with God, and the threats to your relationship with God, you'll realize if you go back and if you'll read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, that there are different seasons for everything. Some of you are in a time of singleness. Some of it's, you know, by your choice, some's not by your choice. A lot of widows I know that listen to this show, and single people, and yet there are strengths in that. You can spend more time with God. You can serve more and help others and be a blessing to others. Yet the threats can be that you feel lonely at times, and Satan will love to discourage you and see what he can do to make you feel like God doesn't love you. He's really great at trying to cause threats. And the real battlefield's in the mind. And yet whatever season you're in, whether it's a season for a time to tear or a time to mend, or is it a time to be quiet or a time to speak? You know, one of the scriptures that I pray a lot before I go into meetings sometimes, especially if I know it could be a meeting where there's going to be some confrontation possibly going on, is, God, just help me to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And we all know people that like to push our buttons and try to make us angry, and that could become a threat or one of our weaknesses. But I've learned if I go into a meeting asking God to be with me, instead of a weakness, it could be, or a threat, it could be a strength. In fact, so many times when I've had to go in a meeting, and sometimes it might be I'm meeting with two or three people, and maybe are on an opposite opinion of mine or different side, and yet I'll say, Father, I want to invite you, and I want to invite your son, Jesus, and I'll invite the Holy Spirit to go with me. The Trinity, as we call it in the church, Father God, the Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, which Jesus told the disciples and told us that he would leave us when he went to go back to heaven to be with his heavenly Father. And so that the Holy Spirit would be a comforter and a counselor. And earlier this week, we had Tom McCarney, who just did a great job talking about how the Holy Spirit has been speaking to him very clearly over the last year and a half since he had a heart attack and really had a kind of, for lack of a better term, come to Jesus meeting. And the love that God wants to speak to us, his children, through the Holy Spirit. But we have to make sure that we spend time with him. And so that needs to be a strength. If you're looking at your relationship with God, first and foremost, you've got to get the question right. What did you do with God's son, Jesus Christ? Have you accepted him not just as your Lord, you know, maybe punch the ticket that you will go to heaven and not go to hell, but not only is he just the Lord of your life, the Savior of your life, he's the Lord of your life. I apologize, I got that backwards. Not only is he just your Savior, where you're going to be able to go to heaven because you acknowledge that you needed a Savior, okay, but is he the Lord of your life, your decision-making? What you do, the words you speak, the books you read, the movies you watch. There's just things on the internet that you do. There's so many that you watch and allow into your mind. And so the strengths can be as many as you need them to be. And what I mean by that, there's so many great things to do, from spending time with God, worshiping with him, being in a life group, listening to worship music. But at the end of the day, if it's a strength, your greatest strength will become your weakness. And a weakness may be is maybe you don't hang around any other people. You kind of getting your holy huddles. And, you know, that's easy to do. And some people just want to study the Bible. And, yes, that is a good thing. It can be a strength, but it can become a weakness when you're not doing anything to serve others. Jesus himself said, I did not come to be served. I came to serve. And so, you know, a lot of people, before they want to hear about Jesus, they want to see Jesus. And there's a lot of opportunities to serve. I think about the Lighthouse Ministry that has this program called Dining with Dignity, and they serve lunch and dinner every day. And they need people to help serve the meal and help to, you know, serve the people, then clean up a little. It only takes like an hour and a half, help some with the meal, hour and a half, and you can sign up just one night a month. Doing that, sometimes they need help at lunch too, but definitely one night a month. And I'd love to help you get involved in that. If you want more information about the Lighthouse, just email me at greg@hopeishere.today. That's greg, G-R-E-G, @hopeishere.today. And I'll get you in touch with the Lighthouse, Stephanie, who helps handle that. And it's a great, great ministry there and helps you remind you how blessed you are. Make sure you have a strengthening relationship with God, but you got to spend time with Him, reading His Word. One of the things I love to do is when I'm getting ready in the morning, I have the app called Daily Hope by Rick Warren, and I punch that. And as I'm making my bed up and get my coffee pot, turn it on, and go back upstairs and get in the shower, I listen to about a 20-minute message that Rick Warren has on the Daily Hope app. So it's a way I feed my mind and heart and try to do that most every morning. On your weaknesses, you know, so what do you mean by weaknesses, Greg? Well, maybe it's as simple as you've got a friend that you know gossips a lot, and you know when you hang around them that you want to gossip. You know, we're not talking about necessarily driving intoxicated, things like that, that obviously are a really dangerous weakness, but just being around somebody that gossips a lot can be a weakness. Maybe it's where, you know, you stay up late watching TV too much and then you're tired in the morning and that makes you not want to have your personal time with Jesus. That can become a weakness. Or maybe you don't have any accountability in your life. Anybody that can ask you the I call it the hard questions, you know, like, hey, how's your time with God? How are you doing with your finances? Is there anything that's not God honoring in your life? And even Jesus did life with three guys out of the 12 disciples that he did life with for 3 years when he had his ministry here on earth, Peter, James, and John. And I think that, you know, there was some accountability with those guys. So make sure that you have somebody in your life that you are open and honest with. The other part of SWOT, we talked about S for strengths, W for weaknesses, O for opportunities. What are opportunities to grow in your relationship with God? And maybe that's to host a life group, or it's to say you'll volunteer at your church in guest services and just be able to welcome people. You say, I can't sing, I don't feel comfortable teaching, but everybody can open a door and make people feel friendly, volunteer in the nursery, children's ministry one Sunday a month at your church. I mean, it'd be a huge blessing. Or maybe there's a single mom that you know that God's been saying, you ought to buy a $25 gift card to Meijer or Kroger for them, or a $25 gift card to Chick-fil-A so she wouldn't have to cook one night or a couple nights if she just has one child. And there's so many opportunities that you can do to strengthen your relationship with God. You just got to ask God to show you. The Holy Spirit will show you where they are. And the final thing with SWOT, the SWOT analysis, the T is a threat. What are the threats to your relationship with God? I know sometimes so many families get caught up in athletics with their kids and they miss church all the time. And just want to encourage you, if you're out of town with a sporting event, take your child to church somewhere, or make sure you do a devotion with them on Sunday mornings. There can be threats that, you know, so many times, I got to see the UK ball game and nobody loves sports more than me, especially basketball, but you know that's what they made DVRs for. And I think you just have to be careful with that. Money, I mean, sometimes, you know, I had a friend, I was really proud of him. One time they could have bought a really, really super nice car, and yet he said, you know, I could still drive mine for another couple, 3 years. It's been paid for, but, man, it runs great. And, you know, they had the money, they could pay cash. But he said, you know, I think we're going to give some of this money to bless some missionaries that we know and help out a single parent family that we know. So, you know, we had to be careful with our money, because that sometimes can get us in trouble and be a threat to our relationship with God when we get tied up in debt and we can't bless others that God wants us to bless. Well, make sure you do the SWOT analysis, looking at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to your relationship for God. And I'll see you next time at 12:45 p.m. on Life 99.1 FM for Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.